Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
In other news, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said that the condition deals second phase on the end of Hamas present in Gaza and no PA rule. So this is an interesting one because Israel reportedly is readying for potential resumption of the war if a ceasefire collapse, amassing troops and equipment along the Gaza border, a delegation to depart for latest Doha talk. So all of that is currently happening, whilst at the same time there is a discussion around what happens to Gaza. We've already heard of, we know, Donald Trump's plan. Well, whether it's a plan or whether it is an incentive to get other countries to deal with it, we're not really sure. But either way, there is some talk about Egypt getting involved, Cairo rebuilding Gaza. Well, is it possible? Does it have the ability to do so? And what does it have to gain? Dr. Amit Mor is the CEO of the Tel Aviv-based eco-energy financial and strategic consulting firm. He's a senior lecturer at Reichman University in Herzliya, Israel. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
So the discussion is an absolutely critical one. What happens to Gaza? How does Gaza get rebuilt? What does it look like? What is the future? Can you take us through the possibility of Egypt now becoming involved in the rebuilding?
Well, indeed, Mr. Trump's announcement regarding the transfer of the Gaza population to Egypt and Jordan was like an elephant act in China's door, and in this regard forced the Egyptians, the Jordanians, and the Saudis and the other leaders of Arab Gulf nations to sit together and to come with a plan, possibly by early next month. And indeed, a feasible idea is that there's not going to be any transfer of population from Gaza, which I think it's not an interest not only of Egypt or Jordan, also of Israel, because it can make a lot of problems to Egypt, to Jordan. So the idea is to relocate the Palestinians in Gaza, in camps, and to start to rehabilitate Gaza. And according to World Bank report that was published yesterday, the financial needs, the damages are estimated at some $53 billion.
Wow.
One of the issues where the money is going to come from, and here I'm pretty skeptical, $15 billion of which is just for housing. So about 80% of the housing will need to be rebuilt in Gaza. And one of the ideas, or at least the Egyptians want to take a major part in that. Egypt would like to benefit as much as possible with Egyptian companies taking part in this construction, as well as in other international companies. So there are need to, of course, to evacuate the rubble and debris, about 50 million tons of rubbles and debris. It will take years, no doubt about that. And then to build the housing and to build the infrastructure from schools to roads to power stations. Most likely, most of the electricity will be based on renewable energy, especially solar energy in the case of Gaza, plus storage. Possibly some solar plants in Egypt will supply electricity to Gaza, and water desalination plants, sewage plants, housing, construction of schools, rehabilitation of hospitals, so on and so forth. So this most likely will take 10 to 15 years in my opinion.
The other problem, of course, is we've seen some of this movie before. When the aid comes in, it's not only schools and hospitals and housing that is built, but we've seen how so much of the funding and materials were misappropriated and used to build terror networks. How does anybody ensure that this doesn't happen again?
So entering condition to any reconstruction is to dismantle Hamas from its ability to control Gaza. The civilian control will most likely be based on Palestinian Authority plus involvement of the donating countries, Arab countries, and so on, some possible involvement of the US, Europe, or the UN, UN forces, and so on. So this is a preliminary condition for any reconstruction or involvement of donors' money in reconstruction. Secondly, the money is not going to be directed, transferred directly to Hamas or to the Palestinian entity, which will provide the civilian management of Gaza, but will be conducted directly by international tenders to projects. So, in this respect, to the construction companies, and not to any ruling government, to avoid corruption and to transfer of funding to terror.
Right. Was Egypt interested in this before the Trump announcement, or has this really only followed his statement?
Now, Egypt, as well as, of course, companies from other countries, are interested, showed interest to be involved before Trump's announcement. But indeed, Mr. Trump pushed or pressured those governments, especially of Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, to come together with a plan, which we most likely will be based on those principles that the population will remain in Gaza and those Arab countries plus international aid will do the reconstruction. The Palestinians, of course, most of the employees are going to be Gazans,
right,
from the Gaza Strip. And right, in this respect,
so positive,
they are going to benefit as well.
Absolutely.
One idea which is floating is to use some of the rubbles and debris to construct an artificial island a few kilometers offshore,
right,
to house basically construction like power plants, ports, and other infrastructure.
Right.
So this is another idea which is floating.
The amazing thing is that there's actually so much potential as long as the intentions are good. Dr. Amir Moore, we do need to leave it there, CEO of the Tel Aviv-based Eco Energy Financial and Strategic Consulting Firm. It's 8:57.